Welcome to diving on the Spiegel Grove. This video is a composite of three different dives. The divers have been myself, Glenn Patton, Mary Powell, my wife, Rick Howard, Nelson Sims, and Jim Sage. This is Rick Howard swimming at about 80 feet on the lee side, the bottom of the ship. We're headed towards the prop. In the background was the gate on the back of the ship and the stern. This particular day there was a lot of current, so we welcome the being on the lee side of the ship. And Barry and Rick are there joining each other on the prop to give the prop some scale. It's huge, must be about 12 feet high. Visibility was pretty good, but there was a lot of current that day. On this particular dive, we left the prop and went around the gate on the stern and went up the well deck in about 80 feet of water. After making our way up the well deck, coming to the command center about amidships. This is on the main deck. There's lots of holes cut in this area, so it's not too bad to go inside. You still have some visibility and some light entering the command center. At this point, halfway through the dive, we checked with our dive group, make sure everybody had enough air where they stood in their air pressure. We're about 200, 300 feet away from the ascent line, so we have to be careful on our air consumption at 80 feet. Here Mary's entering the command post. He said there was plenty of light in there, so it wasn't difficult at all to enter that area. After visiting the command center, we went into the back end of the well deck. It's a very large area, 60 foot wide at the opening, about 20 foot across. So it's easy to get in and out of, but it does get very dark. If you go in this area, make sure you take a light. Turning around in the well deck after going forward about 70 feet to 100 feet back up underneath the well deck, you can see the opening and the light streaming in from the outside. It was a welcome sight compared to the pitch blackness of looking forward. Making our way back to the mooring line, came across various areas that were occupied by fish. It was amazing. Ship had only been down about a month already, and here there's various nooks and crannies that are just full of life and being occupied by new creatures. On this dive, we ascended to the bow and made our way amidship to the superstructure and into the control center or bridge area. Since it's on its side, it's very disorienting. Be very careful in these areas if you go into these areas. And a light would be very helpful. On this dive, our dive group was myself, my wife Mary Powell, Rick Howard, and Nelson Sims. On this dive, it was visibility was pretty good, but it was pretty crowded with a bunch of other divers and dive boats on the wreck. It was a little trouble keeping track of who's who down there, but it was really nice. There wasn't much current. The visibility was good. The only problem I had, I had a new mask. It was giving me a lot of trouble because it fogged up on me constantly. I even had to take my mask off and try and clean it while I was underwater. It was a little difficult, but it didn't work very well. I finally had to use some Comet on it. Yeah, tried the toothpaste. That didn't work. Rick is entering the control center bridge, and we're at about 80 feet, and this area in here is, as you'll see from the video, is a little tight space, and because it's on its side, it's a little disconcerting, but it's relatively easy to get in and out of. You can always see light. It's not real problem getting in and out, but it is a little tight in there, and because it is on its side, though, it's difficult to keep your orientation and deal with everything that's going on in there. After visiting the command center bridge area, we made our way down the side of the ship, the top of the ship as it's oriented, and I pulled away from it to get a better perspective of its scale. There's various interesting holes that work crews that cut in the ship, and the fish are going in and out of there constantly. The fish had already started to come into the ship. Looking up, the ship rises above me because I'm in about 85 feet of water, about 40-45 feet, and I'm halfway down the side of the ship. It's quite an interesting perspective. On this dive, August 27th, went with Jim Sage. And you'll notice that the Spiegelgrove name on the port side wing wall near the stern is already starting to fade away because there's so much growth. Jim brought his camera with a stroke and did a lot of photography on this dive. There was very little current, and the visibility was about 70 feet. One thing that's for sure very obvious when you dive this Pico Grove is the fish and the sea creatures love this ship. It's been a little over 3 months, and there are fish, lobster, you name it, are everywhere, all over the ship. So we have their vote on the environment and improving the environment and creating a habitat for marine life. This dive, Jim and I went back into the command post and also went up underneath the well deck, underneath the main superstructure. It's amazing how much the fish population has increased. Even in the well deck, where it's completely black, fish are up in there on the ceiling of the well deck. Swimming upside down, by the way. This dive, Jim found plenty of subjects to capture on film. In this area on the wing wall, we came across one opening, one hatch that was open, and it was amazing how many fish were in this area. This also had a hole in here in the deck of the wing wall where the helicopter platform, landing platform, had torn off and is now on the bottom.